What is the planet telling us? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. But let's step back a moment. Haiti has a terrible earthquake, then Chile, then China. That's all bad enough. But then Iceland explodes? I think CNN's Rick Sanchez spoke for many Americans when he said,
"How can you get a volcano in Iceland? Isn't it too cold to have a volcano there?"
Apparently not. And there was so much ash that every flight to Europe was grounded and people were being warned not to breathe.
If inhaled, they can reach the peripheral regions of the lungs and interfere with breathing.
Oh, but wait. Ash isn't all that's in the air.
Drought-stressed trees, a cold, cold winter, lots of rain this spring. In many areas of the country, that's created a perfect storm of pollen.
Pollen? From where?
Oak trees are the major culprit.
Stressed oak trees. So now even the trees are losing their composure. And then just as you're looking up to make sure you're not under an oak tree or near a volcano,
a video has been released showing a howling fireball streaking through the sky above America's Midwest late last night.
A howling fireball! I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Dave, this is crazy. I have my stockpile of guns and food, but a fat lot of good that's going to do me if the planet's cracking up. Ah, but there is a plan B.
By the mid-2030s, I believe we can send humans to orbit Mars and return them safely to Earth.
Or not, depending on how much is left. At least there's no pollen on Mars. Although, I also hear that the dust storms are a b-. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.